Japan Top 10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Haru.
And you are listening to another J-Top 10 Cultures episode. So this time we have a very exciting topic all about Japanese etiquette. We will be your guides into the world of manners and etiquette here in Japan. So stay tuned to hear how you can become the most perfect, exemplary citizen here in Japan. But before we get too far into it, we have a couple of announcements for all of you.
Next month is Listener Appreciation Month. If you have any song requests, let us know at jtop10.jp. Get Patreon Premium Platinum episodes for the month of June.
Yes, that is right. And if you have ever wanted to advertise on our podcast, be sure to market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. You could reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. So for the full details, you can find them at jtop10.jp. And we will find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And we are now on Amazon Music. Search us up there and give us a listen in their podcast page.
Yes, and finally, if you are enjoying this Cultures episode, please remember that you can always receive the full version of this episode by becoming a wonderful Patreon donor for just $1 a month, well, starting at just $1 a month. Plus, you will be able to receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just our wonderful commentary and the music. So if that interests you, you can check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for all of the details. Well, without further ado, we can get into the meat and potatoes of Japanese etiquette. So whether you're dreaming of visiting Japan one day, or if you've lived here for decades, or even if you were born and raised here in Japan, you are bound to come across plenty of advice, rumors, and lessons surrounding Japanese etiquette, as well as plenty of very kawaii mascots ready to help teach you the right and wrong ways of doing things. But what exactly are the do's and don'ts of being on your best behavior in Japan? For this episode, we would like you to sit up straight, get those elbows off the tables, and join us, Andy and Haru, of course, as JTOP 10 enrolls in a little Japanese etiquette class. So if you wouldn't mind bringing us to our first topic, Haru.
Yes. So the first topic we are going to discuss about minding your manners. So it's about, it's all about greetings, Japanese languages, and Japanese famous manners, etc. We all know being polite is important to make life more comfortable for ourselves and those around us. Most people wouldn't expect every tourist to know all the local customs and have perfect manners all the time. But that shouldn't stop people trying to act with kindness and respect. Etiquette and manners are valued in Japanese society and culture. So, Andy, have you ever been worried about making mistakes when it comes to Japanese etiquette?
Oh my gosh, only every single day I am here.
Oh.
No, I of course I'm joking, but yeah, I remember even the first time I came to Japan in high school, before I came, we got this, it was literally my, well, the person who ran the program that I joined to visit here as a student, they gave us something called the Bible, the Japanese Etiquette Bible.
Oh.
And it was this, yeah, this giant book, and it had so many rules and everything. And I was so scared to make a mistake.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think as we talk about things, I think people tend to have a good, you know, everyone, the rules apply to everyone. So even Japanese people, you know, make mistakes or get worried about these things. So sometimes there can be a lot of forgiveness, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask too, I mean, maybe you don't think about it, but as a, you know, a Japanese person, do you think about making mistakes with your etiquette, even as a Japanese person?
Making mistake. So for me, like, I don't know much about business manners and funeral manners, but, you know, I was kind of educated from my parents or, you know, at school. So we know I know basically like basic Japanese manners. Mm-hmm.
So maybe, yeah, maybe you don't think about it as much just because it's your everyday life.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. I was wondering, just because I know a lot of times I'll see my coworkers or hear my coworkers talk about like, oh, I should have said this, or I messed up. I should have, you know, done this, and maybe getting down on themselves. But yeah, like you said, that's more of like the business side of things or, with customers. But I also wanted to ask, do you think manners are as important as they have been in the past here in Japan? Because I think even, you know, 10 years ago or so when I first came and stuff, it seemed to me like it was such an important thing. And I mean, maybe I see a different side of it, but it seems like certain areas, the manners or etiquette has become less strict. But what do you think? Do you think it's as important as it has been before?
It depends. It depends on the manners. Like, there are some outdated manners in Japan, or like compared to like Western society or like in the world in general. So, but that's difficult. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely, as we start talking about more specific examples, I think. It'll definitely come out that, yeah, maybe that's not as useful, or maybe that's not, we don't see it as much, or maybe reverse, we see it more now for some reason. It's stronger, but yeah, I mean, Japanese etiquette, when you think about it, I mean, typically you probably picture, for all of our listeners, you might picture, you know, ancient samurai or Maiko in training, or even, you know, tired salary workers or high schoolers and school children being very rigid. But let's kind of start getting into some of the more specifics about, you know, day-to-day etiquette here in Japan. And I will start us off by talking about my absolute favorite thing in the whole world, Keigo! So, Keigo is a form of polite language here in Japanese, and it's used, you know, all throughout society. So Japanese, like all languages, is always evolving, and phrases that were once common, like saying sayonara or gokigenyo, might be seen as a little overdramatic if used today, but one thing has definitely stuck around, and that is keigo. Keigo is eternal. So, respectful language can be divided into three main groups: polite, humble, and honorific. So those groups are sonkeigo, which is respectful language, kenjogo, which is humble language, and teinego, which is polite language. The word keigo is written with the kanji to respect, to admire, and the kanji for language. So this actually extends to a lot of things that, you know, people in the West will see in, you know, anime or manga or dramas and things, which adding suffixes to names like chan or kun or san or sensei or sama. These are very important part of respectful speech, especially when addressing another person. So a lot of times Japanese speakers do not use anata or kimi. It's a little bit direct. So you'll more likely use someone's name. So yes, with san and whatnot, or yeah, senpai, as a lot of, we'll talk about that later on, but you know, senpai is another word that people like to use to show honorific and whatnot. So did you have to study keigo at all, Haru, or is it kind of natural for you?
So we learned keigo at elementary school and junior high school, and it's all about like grammar or like Japanese language. We say kokugo is one of the subject. Then actually, I didn't understand anything like, you know, Japanese kind of like those keigo or how do you call like a grammar? I would say that's grammar, like noun, verb, and adjective. Those things like we don't, we almost never thought about those like language system, like Japanese language system. So like we don't know, but we can, you know, we know how to speak Japanese. Then like when I learned English, like that was the first time I understand like, you know, language, how the language is like, you know, languages are made, like like language system. So like to be honest, like not many Japanese people know that like it's a, like what like Japanese language.
Yeah, I kind of understand, especially because you know, as I've lived here longer, I've had to obviously learn different, you know, like keigo and things like that. And I see a lot of classes online even for, you know, newly graduated college students and things about keigo and about, you know, using keigo, especially in relation to business, because kind of like you're saying, like, even if you hear it and learn it, you don't really think about it in a way that's like, oh, this is the language I'm speaking. It's just kind of like a thing to say, right?
Yeah.
So I like, you don't think about it in terms of, like you're saying, grammar or put it like actually breaking it down in that way. So that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So now it's time to learn saying hello in Japanese. In Japanese, it's called aisatsu. Or in English, greetings are important to politeness in all countries, and things are no different in Japan. Most people around the world know konnichiwa. But did you know there are over 19 ways to greet someone in Japanese? Hajimemashite is only said the first time you meet someone, translated as how do you do. But you are really saying let's be in this relationship. よろしくお願いします means please be kind to me or please treat me favorably, and it said the end of an introduction. Time of day changes hello from おはようございます to こんにちは and こんばんは. こんにちは was once the beginning of a sentence that went 今日はご機嫌いかがですか or how are you feeling today. もしもし is used on the phone, although most people now might just say hi or yes when answering a call. 行ってきます and 行ってらっしゃい are greetings specific for when someone leaves the house, and ただいま and お帰りなさい are exchanged when returning home. If you venture into a store, you would probably be greeted by an enthusiastic いらっしゃいませ. A welcome that usually doesn't expect a response.
Yes, well, I think that is going to be all for us on this episode of Etiquette. We hope you learned to be a little bit more polite. I hope you dusted off some of your Miss Manners books and got down to it with us. But you can catch our next episode, which will be focused on idol music. Do you love idol music? You are definitely going to be in for a treat with Tassie and Lydia, who will explore the world of idol music back in the first decade in the new millennium, or in other words, what was popular from 2000 to 2009. So I am very excited to listen to that. That's probably like one of my most favorite time periods for J-pop and Japanese music and idol music. So I will be excited.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you on the next one. じゃあね!
さよなら!